Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish speaking peoples. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco. And normally I'd be joined by DJ Star, but she is off in Germany right now for 4 months studying abroad. So fortunately she won't be here for a little while, but I'm taking over the show for the time being. So anyways, it has been quite the rainy day today. I nearly got soaked trying to run over to the station here. My hair is still soaked, but overall, pretty good day for me. Hopefully you had a great day as well, regardless of the weather. I was feeling a little more instrumentally jazz today, so that is going to reflect in the music I play. I'm also going to talk in a couple moments about my main topic for today, which is my trip over to Ucluelet, which was last weekend. And I kind of wanted to talk about what I noticed in the town and how it's been different from before and kind of dive into that. But just to start off, I really wanted to play this first song. I heard it on the Plex playlist for the radio station, and honestly, the entire album is a cinematic masterpiece. Or I guess it sounds like every song sounds like it's from a little miniature movie. This one that I'm gonna play is called Shades of Silver, and it's by the Ironsides. So take a listen and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco. That last song you just heard was called, it just changed on me on the screen, give me one moment, Shades of Silver by the Ironsides, if you didn't catch that from before. Love this album. The album itself is called Changing Light, and it is awesome, so I definitely recommend to go check it out. Has a very cinematic sensory feel to it, so I just decided that I'd like to just talk right now and kind of blast out the topic because why not. So what I'd like to talk about this week is my recent trip to Ucluelet, British Columbia. So Ucluelet is on Vancouver Island. It's right beside Tofino. I'm pretty sure a lot of people would know about where Tofino is. But Ucluelet is kind of the, I guess, like, hidden sister of Tofino. They both share the Pacific Rim National Park Reserve in between them, where all the surf beaches are commonly used there. I love Ucluelet. It's a small town. I believe in 2021, I have written down here that there are 2,066 people currently living there. So pretty small town. And I commonly call it Uki, as well as the rest of the town does. Kind of cute. I like saying Uki. They do a lot of abbreviations for the towns on Vancouver Island. But Ucluelet itself, the whole name means people of the safe harbor, because Ucluelet is an indigenous name, and it's from the indigenous New Chalnut language, and it is the homeland of the First Nations. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Probably not, but tried my best. I really like surfing there. Honestly, I have gone for multiple years as I lived there since I was 15 throughout the summer. So from when I was 15 to 17, I stayed with my mom, and my mom had a summer Airbnb house over there, so we would stay there during the summers, and I would work full-time at the local hotel called the Black Rock Resort over there, working in the restaurant, and then I would go surfing on my off days. And honestly, it was a great time, but the town is pretty small there, so I was definitely pretty isolated since there were not a lot of kids my age. There was only one girl who lived next door, and she moved away about a year after I started coming there in the summer. So that was pretty sad. But anyways, I went to Ucluelet this weekend after about a year or so. I haven't been there for a while. But my father, he plays the bagpipes for a living. So he's a musician, and there was someone who wanted him to come and play for a memorial over there. So I decided to come along with him and make it kind of a fun trip over to the island. So took the ferry over, read my book. It's a great, nice drive over there too. It's quite beautiful after the point of Port Alberni. There's no cell service, so it's kind of isolating there. But once you pass Kennedy Hill, which they did some highway renovations on, it is extremely beautiful because you have the lakes, you have the mountains and the trees. And it was sunny when we went over there, and I took some amazing pictures, so I'm very happy about that. But a bit more about the town itself. So if you haven't been to Ucluelet or Tofino, they are right along the ocean. So I think that their main attraction is that their oceanside view, plus the black rocks that are kind of littered around the oceanside, which is pretty unique. I don't believe that there's a lot of beaches that have rocks that are black right by the beach. But they also have a quaint little town, and it has some surf shops. There's a huge love for a lot of tourism activities. So there's charters for whale watching. There's attractions for storm watching. There is a campsite right in the middle of town, and so a lot of people camp right in the middle of town. There's hiking involved. I personally like this trail called the Wild Pacific Trail, which runs along the waters of Ucluelet. Very beautiful trail. I've done a lot of running on there, and I really do miss it. But yeah, and so that's pretty much the gist of Ucluelet, and I'd say it's pretty similar to Tofino. It's about a 25-minute drive straight over to Tofino from Ucluelet. So kind of like the distance from Coquitlam to Vancouver going along the highway, but no traffic. And I do believe they just put in a bike trail in between the two towns, so now it's really easy to bike across, and there's a big market for e-biking through there. But what I found recently on my trip to Ucluelet, I don't have much experience in or knowledge about the town, but I found some interesting changes about the town that I kind of noticed from my last trip there. So Ucluelet has been booming. Their population has increased substantially compared to a lot of small towns in British Columbia. In 2016, their population was 1,717 people, and their population just a couple of years later in 2021 was 2,066 people. So although this doesn't sound too big, that is a 20.3% change. And this is actually one of the largest booms in small towns across British Columbia. So since Ucluelet has a lot of these attractions for surfing and kind of the beauty of the place, there is a lot of tourism that they can profit off. And they've switched over from Ucluelet's original kind of attraction, which was being a fishing town. So since they were so close to the water, they just did a lot of fishing, some logging as well. But they found that there are a lot of seasonal workers coming in and working at these surf shops and these like kayaking tours and things in Ucluelet. And so now there's lots of people coming through. I believe that there's around 1 million people that come to Tofino and Ucluelet areas every year, which is crazy considering how small their population is. But from what I found, I believe that they are catering towards these tourists more and more now instead of the small community. I used to go, there's a couple thrift stores around Ucluelet. I believe there's about three or so. One of them is still like one of those kind of hole in the wall thrift stores where all the clothes are just shoved in there. Everything's a little dirty and you can barter with the owner, and that's one of my favorite ones. But I found that some of the other ones have changed a lot, and They used to be just kind of normal thrift stores, what you'd expect in a small town with pretty reasonable prices. But I walked into one of them last weekend, and I found when I walked in that the entire store changed, and now there were no like $5 tops or anything, but there were now $80 designed shirts, and they were handpicking like boutique items, and the whole store looked modernized, and I kind of got thrown off when I walked in there. I was a little shocked. But then I also saw right across the street in the town, which it's a pretty small town, that there was a vintage store now there, and there were some expensive prices in there, and it looked like one of those like Vancouver boutique vintage stores, which I really did not expect. But I found that a little bit different, but they've been doing a lot of improvement to the town itself, along with these thrift stores. I noticed that there were some bus stops that they put in that I didn't notice before. So I guess now there's a bus that runs through the town, which is honestly great. It should be implemented. And then as well, there were some more like hipster stores. So there was this one called the Snack Shake. Snack Shack. Sorry, my bad. And they were selling pretty pricey food items. So I ordered 2 egg bites, and they were, I think, in total $9, and they were the smallest egg bites I've ever seen in my life. So I was a little upset at that, and they didn't even taste that good, kind of flaming them. But right beside the Snack Shack, holy, I can't speak any words today, was now a modern taco cantina that replaced kind of the, I don't know, kind of community breakfast place. And it was all modernized, and everything was painted fresh, and the fairy lights were on. And although it did look nice, it looked kind of like a, I don't know, very bougie kind of restaurant that I'd normally see in Vancouver. So seeing this in a small fishing town on the coast of Vancouver Island was kind of a shock to me. And even though I haven't really lived there for too long, I've only lived there briefly and seasonally, I was still shocked by all these changes. And I do believe that all of this can be attributed towards kind of this gentrification of Euclid. So the term gentrification is kind of when a more poor area is changed by wealthier people moving in. And so this would be improved housing and attracting businesses. So this can just describe different scenarios. It's not like a one size fits all. It's kind of like a one size fits all label. And so kind of an example of this would be outside from Euclid, Seattle. So Seattle, Washington in the 1960s were pretty primarily resided by Black Americans. So for example, like Black entrepreneur William Gross bought the land there and inspired other Black Americans to settle. But now in the last few decades, the population is only about approximately 9% Black, due to displacement of many Black Americans. And I can kind of see this, and kind of hope, like, maybe you'd see this to tie this into Euclid, especially with their population boom, and it being one of the largest booms in small towns in British Columbia. And as well, their housing costs have skyrocketed in between this time of 2016 to 2021. The median prices of a house are up 101%. So in 2011, going back from a span of 9 years, it was $400,000 for a single detached home. And then in 2021, it is now $700,000. So that is a major jump in just such a short span of time. And so I can definitely, and I've heard and read about how this is affecting all the community in there, since a lot of the community is now is struggling with the housing crisis, especially and hit hardest because there's a lot of seasonal workers that come through and displaces a lot of the long-term residents from, and it becomes unaffordable housing for everyone. And this increases the cost of living and especially loss of community. And it's not only just the seasonal workers, but there's also other factors. Like, for example, during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of wealthy homeowners realized that they could work virtually or online. And so they buy these kind of mega mansions in Ucluelet and small towns like this with the beauty of nature and everything. And they don't really stick around in the community or anything. And as well, the biggest problem in Ucluelet, and although my mom was part of it, is the Airbnb business there. So a lot of the houses in Ucluelet are Airbnbs, and just even going down the street, it's obvious to see all the big signs in front of all the houses saying like, oh, this is the Whitewater Retreat, or this is the White Pine Hotel, or they're all big signs in front of these houses. And I kind of wonder how the neighbors feel about all their fellow neighbors being Airbnb renters and not actually getting to know each other and sharing a cup of tea with a neighbor kind of thing. It ruins that atmosphere for them. And I actually looked into the 2021 Ucluelet Housing Needs Report, and there were a couple personal statements for people, and there were a lot of personal statements, but I picked out a couple through the Regional Engagement Summary Report in this report. And I'm just going to quote a couple people here who live in Ucluelet and have noticed these things that can explain it better than me. So this one person says, for example, quote, many friends, some of whom are long-term locals, are renting and feel they have no housing stability. Several have been forced to move or leave town when a property was sold or was renovated and turned into an Airbnb or short-term rental. It affects your sense of community when houses in your neighborhood are not lived in by residents or sit empty for a large part of the year, quote. So yeah, here's an example of the Airbnb and just how it affects the community. And here's another one as well, quote, stricter enforcement on number of vacation rentals / Airbnbs, incentives for landlords to provide long-term housing to year-round residents rather than short-term rentals, and somehow address the number of vacant properties and vacation homes that sit empty the vast majority of the year, quote. So this was kind of some comments, and the report was asking for feedback via questionnaires to people who live in Ucluelet, and this was this one person's perspective. But I believe that these, and among so many of other statements I read, all enforce the idea of how this displacement is affecting everyone, and or the gentrification is affecting everyone. And it is a difficult issue. And I'm surprised that, being kind of as young as I am, I sound like an old grandma when I say that, but I'm surprised to see that I can see gentrification in my life already so soon with just this one example. But anyways, I do believe that they are doing things about it. My mom is keeping up with the market, and she reads a lot about the housing regulations in Ucluelet. And there are a lot of new housing regulations recently to help against the Airbnb second homes, for example, where people rent it out to the tourists and kind of contribute to the long-term housing long-term residents who aren't able to buy housing there. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. I think I got a little too much into rambling, but I'm going to go back to the music. Hopefully you learned something, or maybe want to go to Ucluelet sometime in the future. It's very beautiful. There are lots of things to do. Definitely go surfing. But yeah, I'm going to go back to music. I feel like I'm going a little loopy right now. So this next one is called Pillars by Whispering Worlds. And it's more ambient, but take a listen.